This is a life-changing message by the Reverend Sam Crunchy Ankara.
Alright, there are some things that we normally take for granted, and the Lord has sent me as a prophet to warn you. And it is about, one of them is about dishonoring and disregarding the importance and the power of the presence of God with you. You want to finish well, you need presence. Reverend Emmanuel has been talking about it in some other ways. He talks about open heavens, being with you. When God is with you, nobody can rise and stand against you. They will attempt it, but they will never succeed. If you say amen, the Lord is already fighting for you. If you clap your hands and say yes, God is already fighting. Clap your hands and scream and say, the Lord is with me. Presence. The presence of God. So number one, to dishonor the presence of God is detrimental to your protection, your covering, and the next level where God is taking you. Number two, the other side of the presence of God is when you have the inability, when you are unable to discern when God shows up. That is worrisome. For you not to know that God is with you. And that was Jacob. Jacob said, so God, you are here and I didn't know. So my name is Israel, a prince with God, and I didn't know, and I've been supplanting, and I've been struggling, and I've been fighting. For you not to be able to discern the presence of God is a thing you should not do. And today I'm going to be helping you. I'll try within the next 40-45 minutes and see what I can help you, because the year in which we are is called 2020-21. Next year is going to be 2020-22, and then 2020-23. Anytime you see 20, you know that Jacob is at play. At the age of 20, he left his mother's house. He was in Laban's house for 20 more years, and then he returned after 20 years to come and possess his inheritance. 2020-21, 2020-22. There is a certain smell in the atmosphere that you must never miss. Can you clap your hands and say, I will never miss? Clap your hands and scream, I receive my miracle. Can I have you shout a big amen? And this morning, I want to prepare you for this evening's communion service. And I want us to have a conversation from Genesis chapter number 39. There are some repetitions over there which are very boring, and I like to bore you with those repetitions and see whether at the end of the day you will settle for the repetitions or you reject the repetitions. Genesis chapter 39. I said, I warned you already, there are repetitions and they can be very boring. But at the end of the day, you must decide whether you like this boredom or you want to reject it. Now, the chapter 39 is about the man called Joseph, the 11th born of Jacob. And the month of November, the Lord has sent me to come and tell you that God is with you. Now, let's start from verse number 2. Verse number 2. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. And he was in the house of the master Egypt. Think about it. This is a slave boy. And I like the way the Amplified Version puts it. So shoot the Amplified Version in the verse 2, and then we shall return to the New King James Version. Amplified Version 39:2. Look at Amplified Version. But the Lord was with Joseph, and he, though a slave, was a successful and prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master Egypt. I don't understand. You have to explain to me how a slave boy can become successful in the house of his master, except that God must be with him. Clap your hands and say, God is with me. God is with me. God is with me. The slave boy becomes a success story. Can I prophesy to somebody under the sound of my voice? Despite the color of your skin, despite your accent, despite your name, I can prophesy to you that God is about to showcase you in this land. Clap your hands and say, I receive it.
My eyes have seen.
Clap your hands and say, I receive it.
My ears have
clap
heard
your hands and say, I receive it.
The world
say, Lord, make me a showcase.
Your
make me a showcase. Pushes me. I will still shine because God is with me. Clap your hands and say, presence. Oh, I've warned you already. One of the things that must never happen to you is for you not to know that God is with you and you are struggling unnecessarily. You must just know that God is with you and that He will be with you. And that you finish the year well. And that 2022 is your year for rising and your year for making. Oh, can I prophesy to you? You will finish that course you have started. You will buy that dream house that you are looking for. Can I hear somebody say amen? That house you want to build in Africa, you will build it and you will finish. Shout yes! Said, Daddy, if you come and just prophesy, will be okay. So today, I came here to prophesy. I came here to release the Father's blessing. Somebody clap your hands and say, I receive it. Even though he was a slave boy, he was still successful and prosperous. This I can't understand. Except that something was happening in the realms of the spirit. Look at verse number 3. Look at verse number 3 and come back to the New King James Version. Come back to New King James. Come back to New King James. Come back to New James. And his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. Question. How did Potiphar, his master, the Egyptian, the unbeliever, Gentile, how did he know that God was with the man? There are some things the Bible didn't teach us, but you can pick them by revelation. Because the Bible has already warned us in the book of John that there were so many things that Jesus Christ did, but they were not written for us, because if they were written down, we could not contain the Bible. The Bible will become so huge and so voluminous. So the Bible makes us understand that what we have there is just a summary, meaning that more happened that was not written. And it takes people like us, the shoes we are wearing and where we stand, to bring you what might have happened which was not written. Hear one of them. How did he know that God was with a man? So simple. Number one, he discovered that since Joseph arrived in his house, everything was placed in order. The other slaves stopped stealing. His sheep and his cattle and other things were not getting missing anymore. He saw when Joseph came, he saw that the house was always neat. He came home one day, he ate some meal, And then asked the wife who prepared the meal. They said, Joseph. He said, Then how did he know that God was with him? Then one day, he wanted Joseph to do something for him. So he went knocking Joseph's door, and he saw that Joseph was not opening the door. So he opened the door, and he saw that Joseph was in his knees praying. Then he said, now I know. This is the reason. The guy has been communicating with a certain divine presence and power. And God was with Joseph. And when his master saw that God was with him, then he committed everything in the house into his hand. He said, Joseph, from today you are in charge. But the repetition goes on in verse 4, but I like the one in verse 5. Look at verse number 5. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I can prophesy to you that the reason why God will bless certain people is because of you. Clap your hands and shout, yes! Today, I make you the Joseph of your house, the Joseph of your office, the Joseph of your community. Because of you, God must bless people around you. Clap your hands and say, Lord, do it.
Walking in abundance, moving with the speed of the Holy Ghost.
That your boss's eyes must open that you are the Joseph in the office. And if they are sitting on your promotion, I'll cause them to release your promotion. If they are not giving you pay rise, may you receive pay rise. Wherever, whoever is fighting you, may the Lord open their eyes for them to know that they cannot fight you. For whom God is with, when the presence of God is with you, wherever you are, you will shine. Clap your hands and shout and say yes. Clap your hands and say, I receive it. Let the devil hear you again and say, yes. God is with you. Presence. Presence. Now, the whole of chapter 9, 39 runs like that. But for the sake of time, let's jump to verse number 20. Let's jump to verse number 20. Around this time, the eye of the devil has been set on Joseph through Potiphar's wife. Potiphar's wife had now accused Joseph of attempting to rape her. And so Potiphar was angry and threw Joseph into the dungeon where he was awaiting trial and then possibly execution. And so that's where Joseph was. Then Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in the prison. Verse number 21. But, come on, this time I want you to read aloud because I'm getting fed up with the repetition. I don't know whether you are getting fed up with that one. Read aloud. Go. But with Joseph Kaya Boshakaya, even in the prison. Verse 22, something happened in verse 22, another repetition. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand, who were in the prison, whatever they did there, Ayabosaka, verse 23, and the keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Kayabosakaya, because the Lord, and whatever he did, Yahweh made it to prosper. When God is with you, they can never oppress you. They can never suppress you. Wherever you are, you shine because God is with you. Receive the oil of the presence.
Jesus. Jesus, you love me too much. Oh. Hey. Too much. Oh. Too much. Oh. Except love. Hey. Oh.
Come on. It's my daddy. Yeah. The guy was shining in his father's house. He was number 11 child. But as number 11 child, God made him the prophet. How do I know that Joseph was prophet? That one was not written, but I can give revelation. I know he was prophet because whilst his brothers were on the field working, he was at home with his father doing administration. And as the administrator of the family business, it was his responsibility to make sure that all his brothers had enough supply of food. So around this time, food had been supplied, and as the administrator, he was going to give them the food in the fields. Number two, he was the accountant of the family. He held the purse. How do I know? I know because anytime they came to account to him, which was why they were angry. How can you, small boy, our 11th born, we these older ones will come and render account? And how I know they were rendering account to him was that his father was old, too old to be able to do accountancy. So Joseph was in charge in his father's house. They took away his garment of colors and then they threw him out in the house of Potiphar. He became still prophet. Once a prophet, can I prophesy to somebody? Anybody trying to suppress you, Jesus, and oppress you, clap your hands and say, fail. Say, fail. 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 They will never succeed.
Yes, Lord.
They will never succeed. Oh, yes, you know, I don't need a song now. Now I need clap off. Clap your hands and say, in the name of Jesus. Any weapon against me
will fly over
and land in the place of the enemy. Shout yes.
Yes.
Are you ready for anointing tonight?
Pass over.
Oh. They will see a black man collecting all the prizes in your children's class. We will see a black man being celebrated in this country. We are signing to them that Obama is just number one. More are coming. And I see 12 of them sitting here already. Clap your hands and shout, yes! He was shining in his father's house. They threw him out. Potiphar's house, he was shining there. They threw him out. In prison, he was shouting the conclusion. Conclusion is that when God is with you, when the presence of God is with you, wherever they put you in darkness, you still shine. Because in him was light, and the light became the light of men, and the light shone. And we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the Father. Clap your hands and scream, I will shine. In the year 2022, it is your year to shine. Don't forget, I will not be here 31st night, so I'm doing my 31st night with you in advance. I abo shekiriana. Oh, mahaduse, keba tokiriana. Oh, you know what? Right now, I'm laughing at those who are trying to oppress you. I'm laughing at those who are not taking notice of you. I'm laughing at those who are trying to deny you. Because they will not succeed. God is too much with you. was with Joseph. Even in the prison, he was school prefect. Now comes the warning again. As per the introduction, comes the warning. How did the brothers of Joseph not know that the guy they were dealing with is the guy that fits into Matthew chapter 1 verse 23? And the virgin shall be pregnant and shall bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, meaning God is with him. How did they miss it? How did Potiphar's wife not know that the guy he was trying to lie on and put into trouble is Emmanuel? The presence of God had come into their house. How did the chief butler, the wine server, not know that the man who was giving him the interpretation to the dream, who said to him, when you go to Pharaoh, tell him that there's an innocent guy here. Ask him to come and take me out. How did he miss it? The Bible says he forgot about him. Let me tell you another thing that the Bible did not write, but definitely took place. Definitely took place. So Potiphar arrives at home one late in the night, 1 a.m. So now you caught it already. 1 a.m. And the wife was worried because Potiphar would normally arrive home at 10 p.m. He said, darling, why? What happened? He said, just give me my food. So then Potiphar starts eating. And in the middle of the food, he stops. He said, my wife, you remember 17 years ago, the boy who came to serve here, the slave boy. He said, Joseph, I remember him. The accusation that he wanted to rape you. Was it true? Why? Now, don't you believe me now? Don't you believe me now? Then I could see Potiphar try to apologize. Oh, no, honey. It's not that I don't believe you. But the reason why I came today late was that there was a meeting at the cabinet. Potiphar was the minister of interior in charge of the king's security. Top political officer. He said, honey, today what happened? It's a shocker. What happened? That boy from prison. Today, the king introduced him to us that he's the next number two in command in this land.
What a shock.
He's not the number two in command. And that from today, all of us must report to him. And God was with Joseph. Now, what I am telling you, did it happen or did it happen? Sure. So Potiphar then tells the wife, and honey, you know when the guy was here, we noticed that he had a divine relationship with this God. He was always praying. Anytime we wanted him at a certain time, he was praying. And the guy was so successful. You remember? So, honey, tell me, did he attempt to rape you? Here's another thing that happened. Here's another one. So Pharaoh had introduced him as the prime minister of Egypt. The meeting finishes and everybody goes congratulating him. You're welcome to the kingdom, sir. You're welcome to the kingdom. And then Potiphar was trying to run. Now he called him, hey, P. enemies will bow in your presence. All those who are undermining you and they want you to fail, clap your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, I will not fail.
I will not fail.
You do not fail.
You do not fail. What is that for you to do?
Is that in our store? It can never, never exist.
Come on.
Go to somebody. Rise up. Go to somebody. God will not lie. God will not fail. Come on, rise up. Go to somebody. It will never.
It can never, ever exist.
According to your knowledge and your will for me.
What you said you have done, I just need to align. Because you are not a man that changes your mind. First, I know you will
trust in you,
not in horses, not chariots, but the arm of flesh. No man can prevail.
Oh, come on, brother.
No man, no man, no man.
Come on, go to somebody.
My confidence is you.
My confidence.
What is hard? What is hard for you?
Is coming. Your promotion is coming.
You do not lie.
You do not fail.
What is hard for you to do?
It hasn't existed so.
It can never, ever existed so.
You do not lie.
You do not lie. You do not fail.
Clap your hands.
What is hard for you?
Celebrate. The other is speaking. Your God is speaking.
It can never, ever exist so.
According to your knowledge.
According to your knowledge and your will for me. What you said you have done, I just need to align.
God is
because
fighting for you.
You are not a man that changes your mind.
God is
those
fighting for you.
I know you will trust in you.
God is fighting
not
for you.
Horses, not chariots.
God is working on your case.
By the arm of flesh.
God
no
is working on your case.
Prevail.
I'm only preparing you. Tonight, we are going to do the proper miracle service. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I just want to prepare your heart because in case you are deciding you are not coming to church tonight, you are changing your mind. Okay. Can I hear somebody say Yehovah? Oh, you like Sunday one day? No. Apostle James, I'm here only for this. Next weekend, I'm coming to sit at the feet of my son because it's my honor day. My day of honor. So I'm coming to sit down and just hear him preach. Can I hear somebody say amen? And if you don't understand celebration, here is the reason why you should celebrate this celebration big time. 60 plus 1, 35 years of exemplary marriage, and then 30 years of leadership in ministry. Oh, see, I'll give you one reason, just one reason. One reason you should celebrate and make sure you get your ticket and make sure you are in that celebration and make sure that you get your gift ready and give me a gift and when I'm sleeping, I should dream about you.
Hey!
Somebody say, hey!
Hey!
Here's the reason. Celebrate me for giving you this gift.
Hallelujah! Thank you.
If you honor this man of God, celebrate the womb that gave birth to him. So when you see the success of sons, the success of the sons becomes the trophies of the fathers. If I hadn't deposited, if I hadn't raised him, if I hadn't given him leadership, if I hadn't held his hand and take him to university, we will not be celebrating what we are celebrating right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm still preaching. You need a word, and after that you can pray. So somebody help them. They need to hear the word. After that they can pray. Thank you, son, and thank you, mom. Let's put our hands together. Come on, go ahead. Can you shoot this prayer? Because I feel it's in my spirit. Something must happen within the next few minutes. Clap your hands and say, in the name of Jesus. Anybody anywhere?
Anybody anywhere?
Planning evil against my family.
Against my family.
Any member of my family.
For my sake.
Be the Joseph of my family.
Of my family.
I scatter. Lord, scatter. Every gathering
that is against
grace to grace.
And our families.
In the name of Jesus. Shout yes.
Yes.
You have no idea the damage you have done to the devil. Please take your seat. Can I hear somebody say amen? Everybody was congratulating Joseph for the rising, and Potiphar was trying to get through the door. He said, P. I am Emmanuel. And every Emmanuel's first assignment is to learn to forgive. So, Potiphar, all that happened, I've forgiven you. When you go tell your wife that the God who was with me in your house has been with me in the prison. And that same God will be with me as I sit on this throne. Clap your hands and say, presence! Then enter his brothers. Quickly he recognized them. And the reason he recognized them was that for the past 20 years, the way they looked the same. They hadn't changed. He remembered the same clothing they were wearing, that was what they wore. So quickly he recognized them. Then he looked through and he didn't find his brother Benjamin. He said, hey, these people, have they done the thing again? Because anytime they kill number 11, the next is number 12. But this month and December, you sail through. Oh, come on, clap your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, I will sail through. Shout yes.
Yes.
But they could not recognize Joseph because Joseph had changed in glory. His language had changed. He was not speaking the Egyptian language. His garment had changed. He was wearing ring and he was wearing the gold chain on his neck. And the security and then the protocol around him, excellent. So they didn't recognize him. But the time he introduced himself, I am Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. Is my father still alive? They were already on their knees. They were already paying reverence to him, something they had sworn they would never do. Then when he let go of them, in the hotel where they were sleeping, Judah now speaks to them. And it is not written in the Bible, but I can guarantee you, my spirit tells me it was a conversation that took place. Then Judah tells them, you see what I told the people 20 years ago? I told you to let go of that guy because He is our Emmanuel. And Reuben, when you suggested that we should take off his garment and kill that young goat and sprinkle the blood on his garment and go and show it to Daddy that a wild animal had consumed him that day, three things happened. That goat that you people killed was a shadow of the Christ to be crucified. Because you are dealing with Emmanuel, Joseph. God was with Joseph. Three things happened the moment you sprinkled the blood, and I'm preparing you for tonight's service now. If you can discern, you know that's where I'm getting into. The moment the blood was sprinkled that day, we released the spirit of protection and preservation over Joseph's life, which is why all these years he has survived in Potiphar's house, he has survived in prison, and he's going to survive here in the palace of Pharaoh as well. Because anytime there is the sprinkling of the blood, there is protection and there is preservation. When I see the blood, I will pass. Moses had already told them, you people of Israel, get ready, for in the midnight hour, the Lord will strike Egypt with a certain calamity, such as has never happened before. Disaster is coming to this nation. But those of you who will sprinkle the blood and post the blood at the doorposts of your houses, the angel of the Lord will overpass and nobody dies. So in other words, the day you encounter the blood, when you have the blood, what you can guarantee is that let the pandemic come again. We don't care what variant, we don't care what form, we don't care how many doses and doses they give us and how many booster shots. We know that there's something that can preserve us, which is the blood of Jesus. You are secured under the blood. And Joseph's brothers did not know that when they killed that goat and they sprinkled on his garment. Remember, Joseph's shadow was already in the garment. So they sprinkled the blood of preservation and protection over his life. I will never forget 2019. I was here in November. And I said goodbye to you. And I said to you, I was going to see you in March 2020. For the celebration of what we are now going to celebrate this weekend. The celebration had to be put forth for 2 solid years. Almost. Almost. Because suddenly a dangerous disease hit the whole world. Some of you lost friends and relations. As a pastor of one of the largest churches in my country, Ghana, in Africa, 12 of my competent leaders, financiers of my church. And for some strange reason, that sickness hates poor people. The poor people were alive. They were kicked out. Every member of my congregation that was struck with the disease was a very wealthy person. You laugh at poor people. Poor people, diseases fear their bodies. I'm driving in the street of Accra and I'm seeing this madman virtually naked, sleeping in the cold, in the hazard of the weather. He doesn't get pneumonia. But there, go and remove your and go and sleep there and see what will happen to you. Most of them came close to die here, Reverend Eric. Oh, I've suffered in this season of pandemic. Because as a pastor, number one, it's not a good testimony for me to be losing people who have been there for my ministry, who have supported my ministry financially. What would their children say? What testimony do we have? if the altar and the blood and the covenant and the name is not able to preserve us. My wife and I will wake up and we'll pray, God, please, please. And we are not talking about COVID symptoms. We are talking about people on ventilators. To the glory of God, I did not lose any one of them. The altar spoke, the blood spoke, the covenant spoke. When I said goodbye to you, I didn't see you again until 1 year. And when I got to Heathrow, the airport, and I saw how the shops were closed, nothing was working. I got to America here. Is this world coming to an end? Last year when I visited, if I didn't preach well, I didn't preach well because I was so emotionally distraught. Oh, did I preach well? Oh, then I was pretending. I was emotionally down. And you know what? When you come under the blood and you recognize that God is with you and you can smell his presence and you can acknowledge. It's not only okay to know that God is with you, but it's also okay to acknowledge. And I'm going to show you how to acknowledge the presence of God right now. Recognize, know, and acknowledge his presence. You know what Peter said? Peter said to Jesus, Jesus said to them, are you all people also going to leave me? Peter said, Master, if we leave you, where are we going? Who is he? Who is it that gives us the word of life like you do? God said to Jacob, I will be with you wherever thou goest, and I'll bring you back to this place. And this stone that you have laid your head upon as a pillar shall become the foundation of a worship center. And it's amazing. The place where he slept and the presence of God came upon him was Luz, a fetish idol worshiping town. Jacob said, it will no longer be called Luz, it shall be called Bethel, the house of God. And I will not lie to you. When you are standing somewhere on the tomb of Samuel in near Tel Aviv, and you lift up your hands, you can see Bethel there. It's a complete city till today. Bethel. Jacob was the one who named it. Just because he had an encounter with the presence of God. Judah told them, the day you kill that goat, number one, that was the day you release protection for this man, Joseph. Because wherever there's the blood, there is protection. Here's the second thing that you people did and you didn't know. The moment you sprinkle that blood on his garment, you also release the presence of God. The first one, preservation. The second one, presence. The presence of God came upon him. Which is why in the house of Potiphar, God was with him. Which is why in prison, God was with him. Which is why when he appeared before Pharaoh, God was with him. Which is why when he sat on the throne, God was with him. And then the Bible says, and God gave Joseph a name in Egypt that everywhere when Joseph is coming, everybody will be bound. Slave boy. When God is with you. We're going to pray. God, if there's anything we are looking for, as we enter into this new year, it is your presence. Because 2019, when I was preaching here, I didn't know what was going to happen in 2020. The only thing I did was that I went with the blood. And that's what I do every 31st night. I give blood to my people and we enter into the new year under the blood every year. Oh, that's about 20,000 people. We serve the blood. And now with my oil dome, oh, the place will be. Everybody, people just want to come and see the oil dome. The blood kept us. The blood. So number one, when you encounter the blood, your future is secured. You are protected. Number two, the blood encompasses the presence of God with you. Now here's the third thing that Judah told him. Judah said, you see where our brother is sitting now, prime minister. You see, we have just gone to bow down to him. The day we sprinkled the blood in his garment, that was the day we put him on his throne. And his brothers were, huh? You sure? He said, yeah. The Emmanuel to come, Philippians tells us, and he became like a slave, and he died, even death on the cross. Death on the cross. Blood on the cross. Wherefore also has God given him a name that is above every name, that at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So anytime you see blood sacrifice, there is an enthronement. So Judah was telling them, the day we killed that goat, that was the day we put him on this throne. So I'm telling this congregation and all those who will be coming tonight, the only thing I will do tonight is I will just do a few points just to let those who are coming from Virginia to get into the flow. But even if they don't come, I'll be fine with you, just having the communion with you, even if they don't come. Mama Rita is in town. My wife, she's there right now. When you encounter the blood, you are ready to sit on your throne. In other words, any promotion and inheritance that people are fighting that they don't want you to sit on, the blood will put you there. Oh, I thought you should be clapping harder. I thought you should be giving God a praise. I thought you should start celebrating your rising because you are unstoppable. No devil, no demon, no spirit.
Yes, God.
I said, no devil.
Thank you, Jesus.
Clap your hands and scream and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Drink the blood right now. Drink the blood in the spirit. Drink the blood in the spirit. Drink the blood. Drink the blood. Drink the blood. And don't forget anointing oil tonight, because we are talking about anointing to finish. Anointing not to finish only. Reverend Emmanuel will finish with you, but this one is anointing checking you into your 2020 plus two. If you enjoy the message, stand on your feet and clap your hands and say, in the name of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Oh, grace to grace. I said, there's too much grace over here. Hallelujah. There's too much grace over here. Clap your hands and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I give you 8 over 10. I want you to score 10 over 10. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As I clap my hands.
As I clap my hands.
I shoot the word of prayer.
I shoot the word of prayer.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
My Father.
My Father.
My Father.
My Father.
When I see.
When I see.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Let me recognize.
Recognize.
My Emmanuel.
My Emmanuel.
Holy Word, long preserved for our walk in this world.
It is our fervent prayer that this message will have an effect on your life and will lead you to the place where you belong. Royal House Chapel International, touching our generation with the power of God. God richly bless you.